Liberty.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Marvelous, because I, a thespian, have been on a quest for the perfect insurance.
Sweet balcony.
I've requested no less than 13 balconies.
That's a lot.
All the world's a stage.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, thou customize and thou saveth.
That's the spirit.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
It will be Bentonville's basketball to start this fourth quarter, which will be under turbo clock. The Mercer rule goes into effect as they lead Mount Home 71-31. And Bentonville with several substitutions just now. We'll try to go through as many as we can. Ball goes down on the right corner to Ariana Hardney. Now down on the low block. Now ball goes over on the left side, going up for the three-pointer. Was Gracie Eves, and she banks it in. I'll tell you, when it's your day, 13 points for Eves. Here's Gillard back the other way. She'll throw it to Mullen, down to Yates just outside the paint. And she's going up to the low block, going up for the jumper. Shot's blocked, but she draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line. Allison Disharoon picks up her second personal foul. That is the 16th foul against Bentonville here in the second half. Allison Yates at the free throw line, where so far she is 4 of 4. Make it 5 of 5 now with 7 points. Second shot for Yates is up, and she gets both. 8 points for Addison Yates, 74-32, Bentonville leading it. Ball goes over on the left side to Hardney. Now up top, over on the right side. Ball goes to Disharoon. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is knocked around and controlled offensively for Bentonville. They almost lost it, though, but they're able to corral it back. Ball goes down to the paint. Now kicks it up. Ball goes over to Eves on the left wing, and she puts up another three. Good. Gracie Eves with 16 points. Bentonville has hit so many shots from behind the arc today. Just unbelievable how hot they've been. Yates dribbling towards the right side. Goes to Mullen in the corner. She's going to dribble down to the lane. Now kicks it back out to Yates. Yates dribbles up to the top. Yates going down to the low block, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Addison Yates in double figures with 10 points. She is Mount Holmes leading the score right now. Back quickly comes Bentonville. Going into the lane is Ruta. Now ball goes out to Disharoon. Her three-pointer will not go. And the rebound, I'm sorry, that was Eves trying the three. She can't get it to go, and the rebound's controlled by Yates, who's walking it back the other way. 5:46 to play in this contest. A 42-point lead. Ball's knocked away by Ariana Hardney, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball as the clock continues to roll. Over 5.5 minutes left to play in this game. 77-35, Lady Tigers on top. Kay Jackson will trigger the inbound pass. Mount Holmes just had a few subs of their own. Tried to throw it to Cameron Mullen, but well pass was well wide of her, and it will go out of bounds. Bentonville will inbound it with 5:14 left to play in this game. So another sub just checked in a little bit ago. Abby Sweat checked in for Bentonville. Ball goes over to Hardy on the left side. Now to Sweat. Down on the low block. That was Disharoon losing her handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds. That was Bentonville's eighth turnover of the day. 4:46 left to play in this game. 77-35, Lady Tigers on top. Mullen into the front court, dribbling on the right side. Now it goes up top to Jackson, over on the left to Rucker. She has it near the corner. Now it dribbles out a little more to the wing, up to the elbow, up top to Mullen. Mullen's going to drill down towards the lane. Now her pass is knocked away, goes out of bounds. On the near sideline, last touch by Hardney, and Mount Soma inbound out on the near sideline with 4:18 left. 77-35, Lady Tigers on top. Jackson takes the inbound pass. Her pass is knocked away and stolen by Bentonville. They're quickly back the way, going into lane for the layup was Madison Hodes. She's going to get the basket and draw contact. She'll head to the line for the old-fashioned three with about 4 minutes left to play in this game. Amelia Rucker picks up her first personal foul. That is the 14th foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Hodes' free throw is up and in. She gets 3 points. Annie Norcross checking back in, and Allison King checking in for the first time today for Mountain Home, replacing Emma Wilbur and Kay Jackson. Clocks continue to roll as the subs come in. Again, the mercy rule is in effect. Mullen will walk the ball into the front court. 80-35, Lady Tigers on top. Mullen dribbling down towards the lane. Now she'll draw contact as Madison Hodes picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Lady Tigers. So 1-1 for Cameron Mullen. She has 3 points so far. This will be her first trip to the charity stripe today as the clock continues to roll inside 3 minutes. Mullen's first free throw is up and in, so she earns a bonus. So one more free throw for Cameron Mullen. Second shot is up. Bounces around and goes in. Cameron Mullen with 5 points, 80-37, Bentonville leading it. Ball goes over on the right side to Sweat, now up top to Hardney. Her three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound for Ruda. Now ball goes over to Rhodes. Now Sweat has it. She's going to throw it over to Hardney. Her jumper on the left side, no good, and she'll be called for the foul on the rebound. Another 1-1 coming up for the Lady Bombers. Ariana Hardney with her first personal foul. That's the 8th team foul against the Lady Tigers. So it will be Camille Pitchford at the free throw line for the first time today with the 1-1 opportunity. First shot is up and good. So she earns the bonus. Second free throw for Hardney is up, and she gets both. 5 points, for Pitchford, excuse me. She has 5 points on the day. 80-39, Lady Tigers leading it. Less than 2 minutes left. Back the other way. Going into the lane for the layup was Disharoon. She gets it. Allison Disharoon with her first 2 points of the day. 82-39. Bentonville leading it. Back comes Mountain Home. Here is Rucker dribbling up to the top, and she's called for the carry. 15th turnover of the day for the Lady Bombers. 1:20 left to play in this contest. Hodes walks the ball into the front court, throws over on the right side to Ruda. Ruda's going to dribble down to the lane, now kicks it out to Hardney on the left corner. Now throws up top to Hodes. Hodes going to dribble down towards the lane, now kicks it to Disharoon, who gets the jumper on the low block. Good. Allison Disharoon with 4 points on the day. 84-39, the Lady Tigers leading it. Ball goes over in the right corner to Pitchford. Has the ball knocked away. Ball's knocked around and stolen by Hardney. That is Mount's home 16th turnover of the day. Ball goes down on the low block to Ruda. She's going to drill out to the right corner. Now throws it to Sweat. Cross court to Hardney. Hardney drills to the top. Gives it there to Sweat. Sweat's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Ruda. She's going to go back up with it. Her basket counts, and she's fouled. Samantha Ruda with her first 2 points of the day. And Annie Norcross picks up her first personal foul. That is the 15th foul against the Lady Bombers. The clocks continue to roll the last few seconds as Ruda's free throw is up. No good. Mullen gets the rebound. 4 seconds. Mullen going back the other way, going in for the layup. Shot goes up. No good. And we've reached the end of this contest. Boy, Bentonville just dominated, especially in the second half. So our final score today, Bentonville defeating Mountain Home 86-39. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The holidays are alive and well with farm fresh Christmas trees now at the Home Depot and online at homedepot.com. Choose from a variety of trees specially selected for your region. Pick one out from our tree lot or get free delivery when you order online. Either way, you can't pick a better way to let the holidays begin. Holiday decorating improved. Farm fresh Christmas trees to pick up or delivered free from homedepot.com. How doers get more done. Selection and price vary by store. See store for details.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house?
Me? Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios. Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.